我们在很多的见证里面都有一个结论，就是神的恩典是从祷告来的。
From the many testimonies we heard, we come to a conclusion, and that's God's grace is achieved through prayer.
所以喜欢祷告的人常常会体验神很丰盛的恩典。
So those who like to pray often experience God's grace.
但是常常我们在各教会里面发现如果是祷告会，一般人数都最少。
But in most churches, we find that during the prayer meeting, the members of the member in the church decrease.
为什么有很多人很怕参加祷告会？
So why is it that so many people are afraid of attending the prayer service?
很可能是没有体验。
Perhaps because they have no experience.
所以没有体验，你就觉得祷告是很辛苦的一件事情。
So when you have no experience, you feel that prayer is such a hard thing to do.
六日劳苦做工，第七天来到教会还要再下跪，这个太辛苦了。
For 6 days you labor, on the 7th day you have to come down and bend on your knee. It seems such a hard thing to do.
那其实如果有体验，你发现我们一个很卑微的人能够跪在神的面前来跟他在灵里面交通，这是极大的恩典。
However, if you have the experience, you will know that if we humbly bow toward God and pray to Him, it's such a great grace.
我们一个很罪恶污秽的人，那至高的神要住在我们里面，这是极大的恩典。
We're such a lowly and sinful person, and for God to dwell within us, how great this is.
我们不能够给神什么。
We cannot give God anything.
但是当你亲近他，他要给你一切你所要的。
But when you come close to God, He will give you all that you need.
所以祷告这是一种得福气的方法。
So praying is a way to receive grace.
因此能够来参加祷告会，我想这是智慧人。
And those who can come and attend the prayer meeting is wisdom.
那很多人在灵性上得到很大的复兴，其实都是从祷告开始的。
A lot of people receive spiritual grace from prayer.
Revival
from prayer
是从祷告开始的。
And it all starts from prayer.
那今天下午祷告会之前，我们要从以西结47章来看活水。
And so today we will study what prayer is from Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书47章。
Ezekiel 47.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在1032页。
Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 1.
以西结书47章第一节。
Chapter 47 verse 1.
他带我回到殿门，看见殿的门架临近下有水往东流出。原来殿面朝东，这个水从殿下由殿的右边在祭坛的南边往下流。这里以西结看到异象。
Here Ezekiel saw a vision.
他看到这个圣殿有水往东流出。
That there was water flowing toward the east.
这个圣殿怎么会有水流出来？
So how could water be flowing from this temple?
因为这个圣殿里面有神的同在。
That's because God was within this temple.
所以这个水流出来不是物质的水。
So the water that was flowing out was not still.
是属灵的泉水。
It was the spiritual living water.
就是圣灵。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
所以真教会里面的宝贝就是真教会里面有属灵的泉源，就是活水。
So we can see that within the true church there is living water.
那这个活水非常有力量，而且带有生命。
And this living water is full of power and it carries life.
所以它所流过的地方都产生很大的改变。
So anywhere it flows, changes that place.
这在告诉我们，一个教会如果被圣灵这个活水所浇灌充满，这个教会会有极大属灵的改变。
So it tells us that whoever, if a church is full of the living water, the church will have undergo great changes.
所以改变一个教会常常不是用人的计划，用人的方法。
So you cannot change a church through your own thinking, your intelligence, or your way.
常常是要神在教会里面来动工。
You need God to work within the church.
那神在教会动工的方法就是借着他的活水来浇灌教会的每一个人。
And the way God works through church is that He will pour down the living water into the church on every one of you.
那这个生命的活水流过每一个人的心就改变了。
And when this living water flows through your heart, then the person will change.
先看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
以西结47章第六节。
Chapter 47 verse 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我回到河边，看见在河的这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。第八节。
Verse 8.
他对我说，这水往东流下去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海，所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变成甜。原文作一字。这个地方说这个水流到亚拉巴去。
Here it says that this water flows toward the eastern region.
那一直到海。
And then it enters the sea.
那水流入这个沿海里面水会变甜的。
And when it reaches the sea will become sweet.
这个沿海是咸的地方。
Usually the sea is salty.
而且盐分非常的高。
There's a lot of high salt content.
但是这个活水流过去以后咸的会变甜的。
But when the living water flows to the sea will become sweet.
这是一个极大的神迹。
This is a miraculous wonder.
这也代表这个河水带有力量。
It symbolizes that this living water has power.
产生属灵的改变。
That it can have spiritual changes.
能够比咸的变成甜的。
So that the salty can become sweet.
这个代表我们对生命的体验。
And this also symbolizes the experience to our life we have.
在我们还没有得圣灵以前。
Before we see the Holy Spirit,
还没有认识神以前,
and before we know God,
有很多人的生活是咸的，是苦的。
The person's life is very salty, it's very bitter.
即使教育很高，物质生活很多。
No matter how great the wealth or the education the person has,
但是心灵上还是很空虚。
The person feels very empty within his heart.
这个没有办法去解决的。
And this is something that just can't be solved.
因为最难解决的就是人心里面的问题。
The hardest problem to solve is something, the problem within a person's heart.
这不是钱跟知识能够解决的。
Money nor intelligence cannot solve this problem.
这个也不是物质能够解决。
Material cannot solve this problem.
甚至有时候这不是人间的爱能够解决的。
Sometimes even human love cannot solve this problem.
因为这个人的心的问题就是人生命的问题。
Because the problem that comes from a man's heart is a problem of in the life of man.
那唯一能够改变一个人的生命就是天上的神。
And the only person who can change a person's life is God.
所以生命的活水圣灵流过了这个地方，咸的会变甜的。
So when the living water flows to the sea, the salty will become sweet.
因此人如果被圣灵所充满，
In other words, if a person is filled by the Holy Spirit,
他的人生会变成很甜美。
His life would become very sweet.
不是因为他拥有很多什么外在的。
Not because he has a lot of things.
是因为他的内在被神所充满。
But because inwardly he is filled by God.
主耶稣曾经到一个婚宴里面参加宴席。
Once Jesus attended a wedding.
到半途中发现酒用尽了。
And in the middle of the wedding, they realized that there were no more wine.
主耶稣的母亲告诉主耶稣说，酒用尽了。
So, Jesus' mother told Jesus that there are no more wine.
主耶稣叫仆人说，你去把水倒在石缸里面。
And Jesus said to the servants, pour out some water into the vessels.
然后再把它拿出来给管宴席的。
And then draw the water out from these vessels and serve it to the guests.
然后就分给桌上的人喝。
You serve it out to the guests.
大家都很惊讶。
And everyone was amazed.
那后来的酒比前面的更好。
Because the latter wine was even better than the wine they had before.
前面的酒是人准备的。
The first one they had was prepared by humans.
要钱去买的。
It was something that was bought by money.
但是会用完。
But that wine could be used up.
后面的酒是不要钱的，是耶稣准备的。
And the latter wine was free. It was prepared by Jesus.
是比前面更好的。
And it was even a better wine than before.
这是在谈到我们自己的家庭生活。
And this symbolizes our family life.
有时候我们用很多的钱去准备一些娱乐。
Sometimes we use a lot of money to have enjoyment.
娱乐很多，但是心还是空的。
We have a lot of enjoyments, but our heart is still empty.
你就发现酒用尽了。
So you feel that this wine is used up.
在那个时候，如果我们懂得归向神。
And at that moment, if we know that we should turn toward God.
带领全家亲近神。
And that we should bring our whole family toward God.
多祷告被圣灵充满。
And that we should pray more and be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你就发现后面的酒比前面更好。
Then you realize that the latter wine is even better than the first wine.
圣灵浇灌充满那一种喜乐比物质上那一种感官的刺激更好。
The joy of being filled by Holy Spirit is so much more than the physical enjoyment of life.
因为那是灵里面的满足。
Because that is you're being filled spiritually.
那主耶稣说，从你的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So that's why Jesus said, from your inside will come living water.
就是要让我们腹里面涌出一种内在的满足。
From the inside, we'll have a spiritual satisfaction.
就是神的灵要充满我们。
That means that the Spirit of God will fill within us.
所以很多的慕道者得到圣灵。
So a lot of truth seekers, when they receive the Holy Spirit,
常常祷告,
they pray a lot.
都感觉到心灵很甜美。
And they feel very sweet inside their soul.
因为神住在他里面。
Because God lives within them.
所以这生命的泉源一流过去, 咸得变甜的。
So when this living water flows through them, the salty will become sweet.
所以做基督徒有很多事情啊, 不是可以不可以, 是你需要不需要的问题。
So Christians, a lot of things are not whether or not you can, but whether or not you need them.
有一次有一个信徒在问啊, 可以不可以去Las Vegas? 那是在西部。
Once a believer asked me, can I go to Las Vegas?
我想这不是可以不可以的问题。
I think this is not a can you or can you not question.
如果说不可以,你去了变犯罪咯。
If you can and you go there, you commit sin.
当然不是这样。
Of course, it's not like that.
你需要这样吗?
Do you need to?
如果你被圣灵充满,
If you're filled by the Holy Spirit,
你需要这样吗?
Do you need to do this thing?
如果你被圣灵充满,
If you're filled by the Holy Spirit,
你对那个已经没有欲望。
You will not have any kind of want toward Las Vegas. You would not need it.
所以有时候我们对这个外在东西的需求的这种程度, 就是在反映我们内心有多充实。
So sometimes our need for physical enjoyment kind of reflects what we have in our heart.
我还记得第一次在 伊丽莎白举办全国圣工人讲习会。
I remember the first time we held a Holy Worker Seminar in Elizabeth.
那个时候我们以为觉得说办一次大概就完了。
We thought maybe we'd just have one kind of thing and it would be over. But this year, we're holding the 8th Holy Worker Seminar. I remember that Garden Grove sent out 5 members to attend, and we received them from the Newark Airport. And they live in the basement. They attended for 8 days. When it was over,
又再到飞机, 回去了。
On Sunday, we took them directly back to the airport.
那在洛杉矶有一些弟兄去接他们。
So in Los Angeles, some believers went out to get them.
发现你们不一样啊。
And they realized that they changed.
每一个人回来, 这个脸上都带着笑容。
When they came back, all their faces were full of smiles.
看他们讲话都觉得很满足。
And when they talked to them, they felt like they were very peaceful and satisfied.
问他们你去哪里观光啊? 没有, 什么地方没有去。
So I asked them, where did you go visit? Sightsee, and they said, we didn't go anywhere.
就是在这里读圣经祷告。
They said, we just stayed in church and read the Bible and pray. And we talked with one another.
神的灵充满。
And the God's Spirit filled within us.
就觉得在地如天啊。
So we felt like we were in heaven.
这不要钱的。
And this is nothing bought by money.
神要让我们生命得到满足。
God wants our life to be fulfilling.
活水要在我们其中涌出一种内在的满足。
He wants the living water to fill within us so that we can have a satisfying life.
我们再看47章以西结束。
Let's continue to look at chapter 47 of Ezekiel.
第9节。
Verse 9.
这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因为这个流带来的水，必有极多的鱼。啊，海水也变甜了。啊，这河水所流到之处。 百物都必生活，这个河水好有力量。
Look at how powerful this river is.
一流过去，百物都活过来了。
Wherever it flows, all living things came alive.
这个活有两个意思。
Living, there's two explanations for this.
一种是肉体的活。
One meaning is the physical life.
昨天黄传道在见证啊, 洗澡, 因为瓦斯中毒, 迷迷糊糊。
Preacher Wong was testifying yesterday because of gas poisoning, he was confused.
所以把他抬到这个传道房里面祷告。
So we had to carry him to the preacher room and pray.
到一两天就恢复了。
And in one or two days, he was revived.
我们看到我们现在大家都精神很好。
I see that we all have a lot of life within us.
但是有一种是灵里面迷迷糊糊的。
But there's another kind of life that's in spirituality, in your spiritual life, you're confused.
灵里面的生命软弱,
and your
没有活力。
In your spiritual life, you're weak, you have no power.
这个是很难医的一个病。
And this kind of disease is very hard to heal.
你如果讲到赚钱, 两个眼睛睁得很亮。
If you talk about making money, you see everyone's attention.
那一讲到属灵的道理, 又开始打瞌睡。
And then you talk about spiritual matters, and everyone falls asleep.
所以有时候打瞌睡是因为身体太累。
Sometimes you fall asleep because you're very tired.
但是有时候打瞌睡是因为灵里面的软弱。
And sometimes you fall asleep because you're spiritually weak.
我们教会有一个传道来见证。
There was a preacher in our church who testified.
他刚受洗。
When he first was baptized.
来到教会，每一次安息日都打瞌睡。
When he came to the Sabbath service, every single sermon he fell asleep.
他就觉得大概睡不饱，所以礼拜五就早一点睡。
He thought maybe it was because he didn't have enough sleep, so on Friday night he tried to sleep earlier.
来了还是打瞌睡。
But when he came to the church, he still fell asleep.
他太太就叫他啦，就拧大腿。
So his wife had to nudge him to wake him up.
但如果大腿拧得黑青了，还是打瞌睡。
And even though he was nudged till his thigh became blue and black and blue, he still fell asleep.
那以后就带那个酸梅，打瞌睡有点寒，一感好好酸，又醒过来，又打瞌睡。
And he tried to bring some sour thing to eat when to keep him awake, but he still fell asleep.
我来问那个传道说，你这个大概灵里面的问题，不是身体的问题。
So a preacher finally told him, this is probably a problem with your spiritual life, not your physical life.
你为什么不祷告？每天早上禁止祷告。
And why don't you pray every morning? You fast and pray.
每天早上禁止祷告一段时间。
So every morning he fasted and prayed.
过来来教会听道理。
And after a period of time when he came to the church,
不会再打瞌睡。
He did not fall asleep.
在灵里面很警醒，很有精神。
Because in spiritual life he's very awake.
对神的话很敏锐，很有感受。
And he was very sensitive toward the words of God.
所以这里讲说，这个圣灵所流过的地方，百物都必生活。
So it says here that when the living water flows, all the living things will live.
因为神的生命流过去，每一个被神的生命充满，好，这个灵里面非常活泼。
So when the living water flows through you and God's spirit flow into you, you will become spiritually awake.
我听过一个姐妹的见证。
I heard a sister's testimony.
灵恩会祷告会到前面来。
In the spiritual convocation during prayer, she came forward to pray.
那段时间有一个圣职人员呢，很有神的同工。
And at that time, a worker of God was filled by, with the God's Spirit.
那祷告的时候把他按手。
So, and during prayer, he laid hand on her.
按手，他觉得灵里面好像醒过来一样。
And when he laid hand on her, she felt that her spiritual life woke up.
那一次祷告完了，他这个灵性就大大进步。
And after that prayer, her spirituality improved greatly.
所以有时候我们自己灵里面在睡觉，自己不知道。
So sometimes we do not even know when our spirituality is sleeping.
但是你一直祷告，一直祷告。
But when you keep praying,
有一天你灵里面越来越清醒，
and then your spiritual life will start to wake up,
越来越活泼，
and will become more energetic.
你再回头过去看，
and when you look back,
我过去是睡觉的，灵里面在睡觉。
You realize that you were sleeping in your spiritual life in the past.
就是客西马尼园睡觉那三个人。
Just like in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the three disciples were sleeping.
那个就是我。
That was me.
因为我没有被圣灵充满。
Because I was not filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个生命的水很有力量。
So this living water is full of power.
流过去，你的属灵生命要健壮，要有力量。
Whoever flows, your spiritual life will live and become strong.
再回到47章。
Let's look at chapter 47.
以西结书47章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
第九节下半句。
Verse 9.
说这流出来的水必有极多的雨，海里的水要变甜。说流过去以后雨好多。
Wherever the living water flowed, there were many fishes.
鱼就是代表得救的人。
Fish symbolizes saved people.
怎么样让教会人数增加？
So how do we increase the membership of our church?
被教圣灵充满。
You have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你看使徒教会是怎么开始的？
Look at how the apostolic church started.
120个人同心合意祷告十天。
There were 120 people that prayed together fervently.
圣灵大大的降临。
The Holy Spirit descended upon them.
一次证道，三千个人受洗。
And in one sermon, 3,000 people believed.
过了不多久，五千个人受洗，变成信徒。
And not long afterwards, 5,000 people believed.
使徒教会是一个活水所充满的教会。
The apostolic church was a church full of living water.
里面充满着神的生命，充满神的恩典，充满神的能力。
It was filled with God's power, God's spirit, and God's grace.
还有充满神的爱，神里面的满足。
And it was filled with God's love and God's peace.
使徒教会就是地上的天国。
And the apostolic church was a heaven on earth.
好，然后来到使徒教会被吸引了。
And when people came to the church, they were attracted.
所以今天我们教会要注重祷告。
So today we should emphasize a lot on prayer.
我记得伦敦教会献堂的时候。
I remember the dedication of the London church.
有一个弟兄从台湾去参加献堂。
And there was a brother who attended a dedication from Taiwan.
他祷告就看到一个异象。
When he was praying, he saw a vision.
看到从教会的讲台后面呢，有一个活水一直流下来。
He saw that living water was coming from the church.
那一直流，遮盖整个教会的这个整个教会的楼板。
It flowed into the church and covered the church floor.
爬起来见证, 大家很高兴。
When he got up and testified, everyone was very happy.
因为那个教会里面呢, 有被圣灵充满。
Because that church was filled by the Spirit of God.
有一次我去非洲经过伦敦教会。
And once I went to Africa and I passed by the London church.
晚上聚会跪下来祷告。
In the middle of the night, I knelt down to pray.
我吓一跳。
I was shocked.
这两个姐妹啊, 祷告很有力量。
There were two sisters whose prayer was very powerful.
我们有去过 Queen's 教会的信徒的, 有时候会感觉到。
Sometimes when I go to Queen's church, I will feel.
里面的, 有时候你在很远的, 停车, 你就看到里面祷告很有力量。
Even when your car is parked far away, you can see from afar that the church has a lot of power.
启示录里面说, 像众水的声音。
It's like a sound of mighty waters.
所以这个教会的祷告如果能够达到这种好像众水的声音很有力量，圣功很容易推动。
If a church could reach the step of sounding like mighty waters, then the holy work can progress very quickly.
所以这里说流过的地方好多的鱼。
So wherever the living water flowed, there were many fishes.
伦敦教会就是很注重祷告。
London churches emphasize a lot on prayer.
所以有一阵子有好多的慕道者来。
So at one point, there were a lot of truth seekers.
有很多的神迹奇事。
And there were many miraculous signs.
其中我听过一个。
One of them, I heard about one of them.
就是洗礼回来。
After baptism, when they were returning.
那个新受洗的童灵啊。
The newly baptized.
把衣服浸在盆子里面。
Put his clothes in the basin water.
第二天要洗啊。
To wash it the next day.
结果他第二天起来发现啊, 他洗礼在擦那个毛巾啊, 整个盆子都是红的。
And then he realized when he got up the next day and he looked at the basin water, he realized it was all red.
主耶稣的宝血,
it was the precious blood of Jesus
再次的显现,
that manifested again for him to see.
所以教会被圣灵充满, 神迹奇事显明, 圣功啊, 发展人数一直增加。
So when the church is filled by living water, the holy work will prosper and the church will build up.
47章。
Let's look at chapter 47,
12节,
verse 12.
在这河边与那边的岸上, 必生长各类的树木, 其果子可做食物, 叶子不枯干, 每月必不断结, 每月必结新果。 这里说啊, 这个河水一流过去啊, 树木每月结新果。
Here it says that wherever the living water flows, all kinds of trees grew on its banks.
我们大家有的种过木瓜, 这个木瓜如果不生了, 要刀子砍一砍。
If we plant this kind of fruit,
但是如果再不生, 你砍到片泥丁上砍死, 还是不会生,
papaya, and you cut it for it to grow, it will not.
但是这个水流过去以后, 每月就要生长。
But here it says that wherever the living water flow, the tree will bear its fruit all the time.
帮助我们改变结果子。
It will help us change and grow.
我们在美, 对不起, 在美国常常遇到一个问题。
In America, we encountered this problem.
小孩子怎么教?
How do we teach our kids?
这真的很大的问题。
This is indeed a great problem.
你去书店买, 十本书, 十本书的方法都不太一样, 有的时候要打, 有的时候不要打。
You could go to a bookstore and find all these books on how to teach children, and they will all be different.
那你就不晓得怎么办。
And you don't know what to do.
那我们回到圣经来看。
So you come back to the Bible and read the Bible.
发现不是很困难哦。
And you see that it's not a very difficult thing.
你就全家带领哦, 每天祷告半个钟头, 让全家圣灵充满, 保证不会有问题。
Just lead the family in prayer for half an hour every day, and your family would have no problems.
大家好像不信, 你试试看。
It seems like everyone does not believe this. Do not believe this. You could try.
如果每一个被圣灵充满,
It's truly like this. If you're filled by the Holy Spirit,
他开始在想歪路的时候, 圣灵会感动。
Whenever you try to do something bad, you will be moved by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会畏罪, 畏义, 自己责备自己。
The Holy Spirit will rebuke you if you're doing something wrong.
所以你的孩子如果想坏, 晚上他睡不着觉, 圣灵会感动他, 会流眼泪的。
So if your kids want to do something bad, the Holy Spirit will move within him and he will not be able to fall asleep at night.
这比父母教啊, 好的几百倍。
And this is actually a better guidance than the parents' guidance.
其实圣经已经给我们一条路了。
The Bible already gave us a path to follow.
我们常常没有用。
But many times we do not use it.
我们用很多的人为方法要叫子女有时候argue的面红耳赤，没有效就是没有效。
We try to use a lot of human ways to teach our kids, but it's no use.
带领全家在一起读圣经，祷告，被圣灵充满。
If we can bring the whole family to read the Bible together and to pray together and to be filled by the Holy Spirit,
那他就会每月结新果，就是这么简单。
Then every month they will bear fruit. It is that easy.
我记得我们教会有一个小妹妹。
I remember there was a little sister in our church.
被带到教会来。
She was brought to church.
她很难教。
She was a very hard student to teach.
那么说她亲戚说你要带她参加灵会，不要第二天她就打电话叫我们带她回去了。
If you bring her to the spiritual convocation, the next day she will call her family wanting to go home.
结果一来七天。
But she came for 7 days.
灵会完了她还不想回去。
And when the spiritual convocation was over, she still did not want to go home.
回去以后她父母觉得很惊讶，为什么我女儿变这么多。
And when she went home, her parents were very surprised because their daughter changed.
她父母都没有信了。
Their parents did not believe in the Lord.
教育很高。
And they have very high education.
教会里面没有什么辅导专家，什么辅导。
And there's no high education in church.
就是听神的话，祷告，就这样。
So the kids just prayed and God guide her.
七天就改变了。
And 7 days she changed.
这个我们可以试试看，圣经给我们的应许。
This is something we can try. This is a promise by the Bible.
每月要结新果。
So every month they will bear new fruit.
我们现在要来祷告。
So now we will pray.
我们每一个人的里面都有活水。
Within every one of us is a living water.
我们要让这个活水很活泼的涌出来。
We want this living water to well within us.
来滋润我们内在的生命。
To make our inner life grow.
使我们灵性健全。
So that our spiritual life can become grow.
使我们教会能够活泼。
So that our church can progress.
所以我们现在来祷告。